The inside of the church, the doors and the carving of St. George. You are now in front of the great doorway, or portal. This will be the main entrance to the church once the facade of glory is finished. Have you seen the portal's enormous bronze doors? Each one weighs over 2,000 kilos. You can go out through one of the side doors to get a better look at them. They are the work of Josep Maria Subirax, who inscribed upon the front the beginning of the second paragraph of the Lord's Prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread," in 50 languages, starting with Catalan. I liked this idea because it illustrates the universal nature that I always wanted the Sagrada Familia to possess, open to all people of the world. But don't let's get distracted by the outside. There is still lots to see inside. You mustn't leave here without seeing the enormous bronze sculpture with various concave and convex shapes that stands in the middle of the tribune. This statue is also by Subirax, and it is a 3-meter-tall St. George, or St. Jordi, the patron saint of Catalonia. It was placed there in 2007 to coincide with the 500th anniversary of the saint's proclamation as patron saint of the Catalans. With Subirax's typical style of gaps and volumes, the armor hints at the body of a young man with a Hellenic head tilted downwards to gaze at the viewer, while at the same time controlling his energy. You will have noticed that he is not on horseback. This is because he was inspired by Donatello's St. George, which shows a young soldier standing upright.